you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Reading from 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, February 11th, 2022. And here's one of those spoiler alerts, Jason. A couple days, it's going to be Valentine's Day, guys. So, you know, prepare, get that gift card or that special gift or get the reservation made. Come Monday, it's Valentine's Day. So don't forget, you know, there's a lot of loved ones in your lives. So whether it's your mother or spouse or maybe it's someone you work with, you know, appreciate those people. And, you know, I'm going to share this, Jason. I'm going to probably get a lot of flack, but Holly and I, a few years ago, we determined that let's just celebrate Valentine's Day the day after because the candy gets greatly reduced and all those little teddy bears and stuff, they go like 50% off. And so we've done that with a number of holidays. We celebrate it the next day because we get really good deals. So I don't know. I don't recommend that, guys, but there's a good understanding that we both always look for a good bargain. And, you know, it's like, hey, if that same candy is going to be 50% off the next day, we can wait. So
exactly.
Anyways, but I start off,
there is something good about gathering with your brothers in front of the card section wondering what the heck we're all going to do. You know, all the guys at Walgreens just standing there like,
Well, we're going to talk about 1 John 4:16 in light of Valentine's Day coming up. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about love, or you go into different stores and there's all that merchandise being pitched to sell you on love. But we're going to talk a little more about the great love that God extended. And this is a great verse. But I want to update people on a few different things. It's my fault, everyone, if you were listening to WLLM AM out of Lincoln the other day. This was on Wednesday around 2 o'clock. As I was working to resolve an issue with our thermostat, Randy Houston, I had him on the phone. We were doing that FaceTime. Thank you, God, for the technology. I had my phone, and I was showing him the setting and saying, hey, this thing's flashing and doesn't seem to work. So I showed him the breaker panels, and he said, well, turn off breaker 9, and let's see if that'll reset it. And so I'm in this transmitter room in Lincoln, Illinois. So I seemingly flipped number 9, and I'm like, uh-oh, I think I just knocked the station off the air. And so I ran over to the transmitter. Oh, it shut off. What's going on here? Well, as I looked at it, it was a 6, but it looked like a 9, you know, depending on how you're looking at it. And I'm like, oh, Randy, I hit the wrong one. And so then I had to figure out how to get the transmitter back on because it's an AM transmitter. So it's different than the FM transmitters that I've worked with. So I had to power it up in stages. But so we were off just for about a minute and a half as I was panicking and running around. But thank you, God, for those people that work with heating and air conditioning. And Randy Houston set up our new system there to keep the transmitter room and everything climate controlled and such. So he rescued me. But thank you, God, for FaceTime, where you can just kind of show people what you're observing and doing. So after that, I headed to Springfield and had an afternoon evening with Tim and the team and signed thank yous and just appreciate all the people that write in to the WLUJ family of stations with prayer requests. I think they've really trained the listeners that with the prayer ministry that's set up with the station, that people can freely ask for intercession on various topics. And so as I read through all the notes, many of them, countless of them, included a prayer request or various needs or asking to intercede in this situation. So spent some time praying up each and every one of the requests and signing the thank yous. So had a great day on Wednesday in Springfield. And on the way home, this is for our Springfield listeners that are tuned in to today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Friday edition. As you know, 89.7 FM WLUJ is like the flagship station there in Springfield. It extends out many miles, so a lot of people are very familiar with 89.7 FM and the format, the WLUJ format. Well, also in Springfield, you might not know this, but 105.3 FM, that carries the Great News Radio format, so it's different than the 89.7. So if you're in Springfield, you really have two different options to listen to, you know, David Jeremiah at this time or at this time, or more music, because 105.3 FM, I schedule a lot of the music. There might be 300 different songs that are scheduled throughout the day. So those of you that always tune in 89.7 FM in Springfield, I give you permission, switch over, try 105.3 once in a while, and you might say, wow, I love the teaching at this time, I love the music mix at this time. And that's what happens in Champaign-Urbana. We have 102.5 FM and 103.9 FM, and people know that as WGNN programming, much more teaching and some music. But if they tune in 89.3 in the greater Champaign-Urbana area, then they have much more music and a different format. So as most of you know, we have our 19 frequencies covering all of central Illinois and west central Indiana, but we have three different formats. So if you're unfamiliar with our program schedule, we list the different things that are aired at different times. But in Springfield, try 105.3 FM. In the coming days, I hope to have some yard signs or something put out, because a lot of people just don't know about 105.3 FM in Springfield. It doesn't extend that far. It's a translator frequency, so it's a lower-powered frequency. But my point was, so last night, I wanted to listen because I know what was on the Great News Radio format. So I was listening to 105.3. And so as I was traveling out of Springfield, it held all the way to like Argenta. It started getting staticky, but I was listening to the same programming, and then I was able to tune in 89.3 from like Monticello on, you know, so I was able to listen to the same programming and the music mix, and some of the spots that I had announced were carried. So as you travel along on I-72 or I-74, you can literally make it from like the Indiana state line and beyond, almost, I won't say as far as Indianapolis, but as far as certainly Covington. Crawfordsville is a little further east, but certainly from Covington all the way to Whitehall, Beardstown, up towards Macomb, you can carry our frequencies continuously and hear the different formats. So anyways, I was impressed that 105.3 FM made it so far out of Springfield in enough time for me to pick up 89.3 and hear, you know, my hour and a half ride home. I heard continuous programming. So that was just a real plus, and appreciated meeting up with some of the staff on Wednesday, and all is good. But we were talking about special programming on Valentine's Day and creating some radio announcements, talking about God's love, and also being mindful it's not an easy day for many, if not maybe most people. You have these expectations like, oh, my spouse or such and such, I'm going to receive this. And whenever we raise our expectations, oftentimes they can be crushed or misunderstanding and such. But then there's also many people, they're widowed, they're maybe orphaned, maybe they don't have a person in their life that extends love and compassion and care, or they're feeling neglected or misunderstood, and it can be a very hard day. Holidays can be, you know, as a pastor, can be very hard on people. In fact, usually suicide rates go up much more around certain holidays, and so we are sensitive of the fact that not everyone has a spouse that they're madly in love with or things are going to go well. But we do know there is a God who loves unconditionally, loves in a supernatural, special way, has demonstrated it in many ways. And this verse out of 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. That's so important to know about the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. So can you talk to us a little about understanding what true love is and then how God has demonstrated that?
Sure. Well, let's start with this, because there are a lot of people who would say, well, Valentine's Day, that is a modern secular holiday created by the card companies so that they can gather us around those greeting cards and sell us big boxes of overpriced chocolate. Yeah. And, restaurants can balloon out with reservations and offer special meals. And I mean, I've seen the myriads of different things that are offered, but there are many people who would kind of recoil from that and say, well, that's just a modern secular kind of thing, and we don't want to partake in that. You know, we're the people of the Bible.
Yeah.
Well, I always follow a pattern. I always, a threefold pattern, and I call it this: accept, reject, or redeem. Accept means it's not sinful. I can accept that the Bible extols it as being good and right for me, and so I can accept that. Reject it: it's sinful. The Bible says don't partake in that. It will lead to my fall. It will lead to disaster for those people around me. And then redeem, meaning that maybe on the surface there's something about it that just doesn't seem quite right, but it's not sinful. I can take it and I can use it for God's glory. And so to those people who might be like, well, you know, Valentine's Day is just some modern secular holiday, I want to say, listen, we can redeem it. Because love is a concept that belongs solely to God. The Bible says here in this passage in 1 John in chapter 4 that we love because he first loved us. So the origin and the genesis of what love is comes from God. And so a modern secular holiday that attempts to want to rope off one day so that we can be reminded of the importance and the beauty and the majesty of love, let's take advantage of redeeming that. Because the world needs a whole lot more love, especially right now. And when I say love, I don't mean like we need to wrap our arms around the world and, you know, kind of like that good, you know, all my heart feels warm right now kind of love. But the kind of love that comes from God, the kind of love that reminds us that we were made by something more and made for more. And so we need to remember that Valentine's Day is a day to remind us how important love is and how important and vital our mission is to be those who come and express that love, those who offer expressions of love. And so, again, you know, the origin and the genesis finds itself in the fact that verse 19 of chapter 4 of 1 John, we love because he first loved us. And so we cannot love, truly love, as love has been defined in its creation without first going to God, without understanding what his love is like. And it's his love that should fuel our love for others. So when the Bible says love one another deeply, you know, that is a love that comes from God. The depth of that love comes from God. The love that we have, you know, it's the kind of love that's heart-shaped boxes of candy. It's the kind of love that's greeting cards. It's the kind of love that's syrupy movies and, you know, one night out a year to try and make up for the other 364 that we just didn't care. And so, you know, Valentine's Day at its kind of base form, its secular form, isn't expressing the love of God. But we have this opportunity in this day to remind the culture at large that love is something deeper. And so John says, and he begins in verse 7 of chapter 4, he says, "Dear friends," so this is him really reaching out into the hearts and souls of his reader by saying, "Dear." He's saying, listen, we're in this together. I love you, and we're come on, man, let's do it. He says, let us love one another, for love comes from God. So right away, right out the gate, John says, listen, we have this call to do for one another, but this call to do for one another comes from only one person. Only one being defines what that looks like. Love comes from God. And then he says, listen, so if you want to be somebody who truly loves, you have to understand that love comes from God. And then we get to the next part of the verse. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. So he says, listen, you have a call to love, and only love comes from God. And so, therefore, you must approach God, and you must be born again, be born anew, which means that love comes from, the definition of love comes from God's giving of Jesus Christ. That's John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And so God defines love by his own self-sacrifice of himself to give his only Son, his one and only Son, for us. A depth of love that if we're really honest, I mean, like, a lot of us Christians can go like, you know, John 3:16. But if you really sit down with John 3:16 and you go, okay, wait a second. So, like, I'd have to give my only Son, like, I have one Son, my only Son, and I have to give him up. I have to sacrifice him to the most heinous and brutal of people. And then I have to watch him being whipped and beaten and scourged and demeaned and demoralized and then nailed to a cross and to die a brutal death. Well, I don't know any parent who's going to sign on for that. But yet that's the depth of the love that God had for us, that he was willing to go. He was willing to send his son himself into all of that, to experience all of that. Why? So that we would understand what love really looks like. In fact, that's when he talks about in Ephesians 5 of the love of a husband and wife. He says to the husband, love your wife like Christ loved the church and sacrificed himself up for her. Listen, yeah. I rarely hear that talked about. You know, I hear a lot about the first part of the verse where, like, you know, people are like, wives, submit to your husbands, you know, and husbands are like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I always want to laugh because I always want to cheer the ladies on and say, ladies, you need to stand up now and go, okay, but only if you're willing to die for me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because that's what that passage says, that we're willing, that our love for our wives is such that we're willing to sacrifice ourselves like Christ sacrificed himself for the church. So everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. And this knowing God, this is a Greek word called epinosis. Epinosis is a deep kind of love. Gnosis is like a base kind of love, like I know about this thing. You know, I know about India because I've read about it. Epinosis means I know about it because I've been there. I've tasted the food. I've met the people. I've slept in their homes. I know India because I've been there.
Yeah.
And so this verse is saying everyone who loves has been born of God, reborn of God, meaning that they actually have a shot at being able to love like God because they have the Spirit, but then that they know God, like in a deep way. They've been there. I've felt the weight of the cross. I've felt what it means for what Christ has done. Like, I've really meditated upon and thought about that. And then he goes on to say in verse 8, whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And so he says, listen, if you're not loving, if you don't love, then I don't know who you know. And this is really something that should cause us as Christians to pause, because I do know a lot of Christians who are not all that loving. You know, who have some work that needs to be done in the love department. And here, John seems to make a real connection between the fact of you knowing God and your ability to love and the manifestation of love. And this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God. So it's not how much we say we loved God, but how much we rest in the fact that the Bible says here that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Goes on in verse 11. Dear friends, since God so loved us, this harkens back to John 3:16. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. So the love that we have for God should be such that it overflows out of us and into the lives of other people. That we love God so much that we're like containers that can't contain all this that God has given us in himself, the manifestation of his love, and that begins to just pour out of us everywhere we go. You know, it's not that I go into a place and I go, man, I'm just going to love these people like crazy. It's that I go into a place and I love God so much that naturally that love overflows. So I think the mistake that we make is we try to say, well, I'm just going to be loving. And it's not, the Bible says here, not that I'm loving, but that I love God in such a way that it overflows out and into the lives of other people. And so loving God is what is most important. And then he goes on to say in verse 16, and so we know and rely on the love that God has for us. So we continually just rest in God's love. And then it says, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. And so all of us, for all of us, our address should be God's love. Where do you live? God's love. And this is really important, because especially I think for men, because I run across a lot of men who love following God, love the Bible, but struggle in a certain way with what it means to really be loved by God. to really understand that somebody loves you so much. I think as men, and I don't want to pick on all men, but I know that I certainly have had this struggle at different points in life, to understand what it means to be loved in that way. You know, because we're as men, we're kind of like tough and we're kind of like, you know. But to really kind of like bare our soft spots and say, wow, I'm loved like that.
You know, I think of that verse, and I don't know where it's at with the concept of the verse. Those who have been forgiven much, love much. And, you know, like the elder son, you know, and the son that went away, the prodigal son, they say, you know, he recognized he was flawed, he was sinful. And I look at my own life, you know, I've been forgiven a lot. You know, thank you, Lord, for that. And so I tend to, or try to love much, too, because I recognize how much God's loved me above and beyond who I am and what I've done. He loves me. And so I guess I see that as the root, you know, and then I can love others.
Exactly. And he goes on to say here at verse 17, in this way, love is made complete among us. Some translations say love is made manifest among us, meaning that when our address, when our place is to live in light of God's love, that it's made manifest among us, that it overflows out of us and into the lives of others. And so we have this day, Valentine's Day, which is, yes, a modern secular holiday, but we also do have the great opportunity on this day to tell the world where we live.
Yeah.
And tell the world where we live out of, and to remind people that love doesn't have to just be one day a year where there's heart-shaped candy and there's cards and there's bouquets of flowers, but that we can love 365 days of the year despite what our circumstances and situations look like if we live in the love of God.
God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. May the fragrance of Christ be all upon you today and this weekend into Valentine's Day and beyond. May people be able to see, may people be able to look at you and feel God's love because he's demonstrated it in your life, and you've received that love and you can extend it to others. Yep, a tall order for all of us, and yet God demonstrated it in such powerful ways through the Lord Jesus Christ that we should be motivated to love others too. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day, night, and weekend.